listening to National Rock Review.
Hey everyone, it's Howie D from Hard Edge Radio and NationalRockReview.com, and right now on the phone we've got Dez from Cold Chamber. What's going on, Dez?
Oh, nothing, man. We're in Albuquerque today, so just kind of laying around waiting for the show.
Yeah, cool, man. Hey, we're going to get to some Dirt Fest talk here in a little bit, but I wanted to touch on a couple things. Sitting there right now, man, Devil Driver's still going well. Cold Chamber's back together, just released a new album. You've got a family and some sons. How good is life right now?
You know, life's good, man. I mean, I got no complaints. I mean, there's always ups and downs, but I've always been a real kind of glass half full kind of guy, you know. So I've got a real positive outlook, even if, you know, my toe gets stubbed. You know what I mean? So life right now is good, man. You know, when my family is happy and healthy, things are going well in both bands. So I feel very blessed.
No, that's awesome, man. You guys, one thing I thought was cool, and I definitely want to touch on this one. You guys had a chance to be part of several different Ozfests, including the very first year. How much fun were those shows? And don't you really miss, I mean, you know, Mayhem's starting to kind of slack off a little bit. Don't you really miss, like, stuff like the Ozfests?
Well, yeah, I mean, we did more Ozfests than, you know, anybody but Ozzy, basically.
Wow.
So, you know, I have with both bands. It's a great run festival. I wish it would come back. We've never done any Mayhems in my whole time with Devil Driver or Cold Chamber, so I'm not really familiar with how that thing is run or what it's doing. I don't really keep up on it. But as far as Ozfest goes, I mean, just dealing with that camp in general, as well as the festival itself and how it's run. I mean, yeah, it's we're definitely missing it. I think here in the States, people are definitely missing it.
Yeah. What do you think? I mean, you know, the Uproar Fest is now gone. Again, all the rumors going around this year about you know, the low attendance and Mayhem. What do you think we need right now to, what do you think would be good to do for a festival? I don't think metal's dying. I think that's crazy to say. What do you think we need right now?
You know, man, I don't know. And I really don't keep up on how attendance is doing for other shows or other festivals.
Yeah.
I do know that you know, rock music, heavy music in general, it will always stay alive, and things are secular. So they come around, and I think just right now, you know, it's at a state where, you know, people want to go see DJ music.
Yeah.
But what I've been seeing, you know, with Cold Chamber shows, especially with Devil Driver shows, is like people are coming out. I mean, last night we had a 400 walk up, and we did almost 700-800 people, which is, you know, it's a decent amount of people. And tonight,
yeah,
we'll do probably 1,000 people. So
awesome.
But yeah, I really don't keep up on other people's attendance or what, you know, what should be done in the scene. I think everybody's doing their thing, man. You know,
yeah.
I know that Mayhem's got, you know, I'm real good friends with Kerry King, so I know that Mayhem's got Slayer on it right now, and that's, you know, the predominant metal band of all time.
Yeah.
So they did a good move in getting them, for sure. And if attendance is low, I mean, it just is what it is. Got to understand, too, that I come from a blue-collar working-class family. I know what it's like to get up at 4:30 in the morning and work my ass off all day with my father. And so maybe money is tight around the United States for sure right now.
True.
So, you know, I think that's just the way things go, you know?
Yeah, for sure. Hey, for you personally, Dez, who was it, or what band was it that really got you into music?
Well, my parents, I mean, back when there was record collections, my parents had a record collection, so I would get in their stuff, man. It was bands like The Doors and Steppenwolf and a lot of 60s acid stuff that they listened to, Hendrix, et cetera. And then from there I found Kiss and Motorhead and punk rock, and found psychobilly. And I'm a guy who listens to all sorts of stuff, from blues to outlaw country.
Cool.
You know, I don't, you know, music is music to me. So that's really what got me into music, is their record collection.
Cool, man. Hey, something I was really curious about, I don't know how I didn't know this. I actually did a little bit of research just to make sure I wasn't missing anything. I didn't know that Sharon Osbourne was your manager for a while. How was it working with her?
For a very long time.
Was she really?
Great lady, man. Great lady. I mean, yeah, we used to go over and you know, the guys in Cold Chamber would babysit those kids when they were young, you know.
Nice.
I mean, that's how I met my wife, was being over at Ozzy's house having dinner, and then left one night with his assistant to go somewhere, and I ran into my wife, and we've been together 18 years. So
that's awesome.
Yeah, she's a great lady, man, and she did an amazing job starting up our career. She knew what was right, what was wrong with things, and I learned a great deal from watching her and her husband do their thing.
Yeah. You know, it's crazy with her, because you see one side on TV and stuff, and then you hear some of these horror stories, so you don't know. I mean, I think she's just really a tight businesswoman that knows what she wants.
You know what? Coming from coming from a point where, you know, I was predominantly raised by my mom until she married stepfather number two, et cetera, I am attracted to powerful women, you know, and I love when a woman takes control of her life and can do things better than a man. And watching her over the years has just been certainly interesting. And she knows what she wants. She knows how to get it. And I thoroughly respect it. You know, I mean, I'd like to think I married the same kind of woman. You know, she's my wife's very strong, raised three sons. I mean, you know, at 98 pounds, you know what I mean?
So, yeah.
You know, so for me, it's empowering to see that. And other women around the nation should certainly be empowered by what they see and share.
Yeah, absolutely, man. Hey, just real quick, because I know people are definitely interested. Any updates on Devil Driver? I hear there's some stuff happening and some new music coming soon.
Oh, it's incredible, man. My drummer, Austin, and Neil have been getting together with Mike Spreitzer. They've been writing. I've got them sitting on 22 songs.
Wow.
We got a long time off. We have never had this amount of time to kind of regroup, get it together, you know, and write a ton of material for the next record. We're starting pre-production in September. We record in October, November, and then look for a sometime between March and June next year a release. You know, we're definitely going to start touring first come in January.
Awesome. Cool, man. Hey, the latest Cold Chamber CD, which is actually the first one in 13 years because you guys had the big break, is called Rivals. It's been out about 2 months. For those that don't have it yet, what can fans expect from this new one?
Man, it's just a hook-filled record with a ton of groove, and I think people are really going to dig it. You know, and don't look for some throwback 90s record either. You know, we couldn't really do that. We've moved forward with how we write and what we do, and I think what you're going to get is just something really powerful, really hooky, really groovy, and I sure love all the feedback that I've been getting on the record, because it could have gone either way. But even critics alike and friends and family and critics alike are all really digging this record. So it makes me feel great, and I'm very humbled by it.
Cool, man. Speaking of lyrics and songwriting, et cetera, how does the process work with you guys? Are there set people who do the music and some who do the lyrics, or does everyone kind of chime in?
No, I write all the lyrics and do all the artwork and do, you know, all of that.
Okay.
So they came with the music. I got with them on arrangements. Then we got with Mark Lewis, the producer, and really narrowed things down. And then from there, just went in the studio. And they really did a great job with it. And then by the time Mark came to my house and we recorded it at my home studio, the vocals, it was really obvious that we had something very special in Rivals.
No, that's cool. How do you feel you guys have grown the most since the beginning?
We've grown massively as people, man. I mean, when we broke up 13 years ago, we couldn't even talk to each other or be in the same room. You know, it was over.
It seemed pretty bad.
Yeah, and you know, my drummer Mike is, you know, practically married. He's got a 1.5-year-old son, and Meads is married. I went to his wedding, and it's just really cool to see people grow up and come back together and do it for all the right reasons. We miss the music. We missed each other. And I like to say to people all the time that what they can learn through this is, you know, you may have somebody that you fell out with, a past girlfriend, boyfriend, you know, a friend that, you know, after years and years you told to, you know, get lost, and then you ran into them 10 years later. Like, don't be afraid to extend your hand
and say
hello. Life is way too short to hold grudges and to hold negativity. And like I said, I'm a really positive guy, and that I think that led us to getting back together, because I was very open to hey, let's talk, let's be friends, let's remember what we did in the past. Let's remember the state of music in LA, which was like dead, just coming out of the hair metal scene, like, and how people were coming to clubs, you know, with us and selling out clubs, coming to see Cold Chamber. Like, let's go back to that, and let's remember what we did together, because it was really special. And I think, you know, getting in a room with them and making music really made my heart feel good. And I think we did it for all the right reasons.
Good. No, that's what's important, too. Hey, you're on the road right now. You guys will be here in Michigan for this year's Dirt Fest on August 7th and 8th. How much do you enjoy the summer festivals versus just the regular touring shows?
Man, I love it. I mean, you know, I say this all the time. I think it doesn't matter if there's 50 people or 50,000. Like, for me, it's just, I love touring and I love playing live shows. Now, Detroit has always been very special, not just for Cold Chamber, but for Devil Driver as well. So there's, you know, and I've got very good friends that are helping running that festival, and they're there. And so it's going to be a family affair when I see them.
Excellent, man. And one more, and I'll let you go. After Dirt Fest, I see you guys are finishing up some U.S. dates around the country, and then ending at the end of August. Anything else coming for the rest of the year you can talk about?
No, that's it, man. This is the last Cold Chamber run in the United States, possibly on Rivals for a very long time. you know, possibly the last tour for Cold Chamber for a very long time.
Okay.
So people should come out and check it out. But I get off in August. I'm going to spend some time with the family down at the beach in September, and then that's it. I go in to record a Devil Driver record that's just going to be scathing. And from there, awesome. I hit tour really hard next year. I'll probably do between 280 and 290 dates next year.
Oh, wow.
Like, if you're at home and you're working a construction job like I did all my life, you don't say to yourself, like, you know, oh, that's crazy. I work 280 days a year. You go, like, no, that's, you know, that awesome. Means you get, like, well, you know, you get almost 100 days off.
Exactly. Yeah, that's not a bad deal. All right, guys. Yeah. We've been talking to Dez from Cold Chamber and Devil Driver. Cold Chamber's new CD, Rivals, is in stores now, so make sure you grab that if you haven't. And again, the guys will be in town here in Michigan at Dirt Fest August 7th and 8th out at the Birch Run Expo Center. So really looking forward to seeing that. Dez, man, thanks for your time, brother.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. So everybody come out and have a good time.
Oh, yeah.
Looking forward to it.
We'll see you in a few weeks.
All right. Bye.
Bye-bye.